Hello and welcome to episode 5 of The Pig's Ear. 5 years after my father's death, my mother married another man, an old friend of my father's, by the name of Mungo Park. I'm sure you think that's a funny name. Well, Mungo is a Scottish name, and my stepfather's great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was a famous Scot, also called Mungo Park. The original Mungo Park was an explorer who travelled to West Africa twice, in 1795 and again in 1805. He had been sent to find out about a great river, the Niger, which goes through the modern-day countries of Gambia, Mali, Niger, and Nigeria, before flowing into the Atlantic Ocean. In those days it was unknown which course the river took. Did it join the River Nile, or the River Congo, or did it flow into a great lake somewhere in the middle of Africa? On both of Park's trips he suffered terribly from disease, the climate, and insects. Although he was often well treated, he also had trouble with some of the tribes of native people of the area. Park finally died on the river in 1806 in what is now Nigeria. This year, my stepfather sent me an interesting book by a young Englishman, Tom Freemantle, who has been to Africa and followed the route Park travelled. People in those countries still live in very difficult conditions, facing poverty, disease, and wars. I finished the book yesterday on my way home from work. When I got home, the telephone rang. It was my mother with some sad news. My stepfather had just passed away at the age of 86, 200 years after his famous ancestor. He was a wonderful man and a great stepfather. We will miss him very much. The name lives on in his son, who we call Young Mungo, and grandson, who we call Little Mungo. Little Mungo is a 25-year-old film producer living in London. He says that if ever he has a son, he will definitely call him Mungo. Question 1. How many years after my father's death did my mother remarry? Question 2. Where does the name Mungo come from? Question 3. Where did the original Mungo Park travel? Question 4. What was the name of the river he went to explore? Question 5. Which modern-day countries does this river flow through? Question 6. What 4 things gave Park trouble? Question 7. In what year did Park die? Question 8. What was the book which my stepfather gave me about? Question 9. How old was my stepfather? Question 10. What does Little Mungo do? That is the end of episode 5 of The Pig's Ear. Thank you for listening.